Hi, I'm Kerry. I'm the host of Best of Us Investors. I'm reading this book, The Price of Tomorrow by Jeff Booth. It was suggested to me by a member of my tribe. We have a meeting every Friday where we discuss the stock market, we exchange ideas, and he told me, you need to read this book. And I'm reading a chapter where he's talking about the future of energy and how much energy costs and how inefficient it is and how the gasoline that powers our automobiles is really very inefficient and how its source of origin is the sun and how technology is now being developed to eliminate everything from the sunshine to the gasoline in the process is coming in the future. In essence, he makes the statement, if you could pay a fixed sum of money, and I think at one point he says $1,000, I think that's a little stretching it, but if you could pay a fixed sum of money and then never pay again for any form of energy, would you be willing to do it? And in essence, what he's saying is that you're going to eliminate gasoline, you're going to create electricity to power your car, to power your home, to power your furnace, whatever, and it'll be a one-time payment. That makes a tremendous amount of sense. And then I pick up the Wall Street Journal, and it tells me that the NASDAQ market has sunk into correction territory, and it's being driven by inflation and interest rates and a movement away from technology towards safer stocks. Well, what safer stock could there be than a company who is going to eliminate the cost of energy for you? What could be a better investment than a company that is going to take cancer and Alzheimer's and all mind cognitive disease, destructive diseases out of your life? What could be a better investment? But and where will you find them? Well, you're going to find them in the NASDAQ market, because that's where disruption and that's where technology. And if you don't realize this, technology is not inflationary. It is deflationary. If you become more efficient at doing something, you can pass that savings on to your customers in the form of lower prices. That's deflationary. That then takes the need for your government organization to print more money to keep the economy going, because the economy will keep going at even a faster rate as the cost of everything comes down. You know, I talk about genome sequencing and how it's going to eliminate cancer and Alzheimer's and heart disease and all these things. Is that going to bring down the cost of medicine? That's deflationary. That's in your future. So why are you getting hung up on a short-term move in the NASDAQ market? Now, I understand. I've been through this before. I'm 77 years old. I've seen this up and down and this all around. But I have a doctor that I go to, a psychologist that I go to, that tells me, gives me a look and gives me some peace on what's happening. And I want to give you access to that doctor, to that therapist that I have. And I'll do that right after I explain to you, this is not financial advice. This is education. This is Kerry sharing his knowledge, his experience, his 77 years of whatever. I'll be right back.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
Okay, who is this therapist that I have? It's a website. It's called tradingviews.com. It gives me a view into the past. It's a charting that I have created, a chart that I can look back and say, has this ever happened before? Can I learn from the past history? Is there a trend here that will make me feel better about losing $200,000 since last November? Is there something that can help me? Is there some therapy? Yes, it's tradingviews.com. I'm going to put a link to it because I think if you want to be an investor, and again, look at investment through a telescope or binoculars, not through a microscope. If you look through a microscope, you're going to react to the movement of day-to-day stock market. And again, the movement of the only thing I can compare their movement of the day-to-day stock market to is playing the slot machines in Las Vegas or playing blackjack. You don't stand a chance. So don't play the game. So what do you do then in Las Vegas? You go back to that poker table and you sit down and you're the smartest guy at the table. Well, how am I going to be the smartest guy at the table, Kerry? I'm going to learn. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to read books. Yeah, what a revolution. What an idea. I told you about the book I'm reading. And I told you where The Price of Tomorrow. It's a simple read. It's not like The Code Breaker. This is a tough read. It's not like The Future is Faster Than or the no The Accidental Superpower. It's a difficult read. This is not, but it will open your eyes to what is going to happen in the future. So let's go to my doctor, my therapist, tradingviews.com, and get a handle on what's going to happen in the rest of your life. When the stock market turns against me, and certainly it has turned against me since November, as I've lost about $200,000 in the market, and that's because I'm very heavy into the NASDAQ market, and as the Wall Street Journal said, the NASDAQ market is in a major correction and has suffered a downturn. So this is where I come. This is my anchor as to give some credence and some courage, I guess, to what I believe in. And this is tradingviews.com. And this is a chart that I have built. As you can see, it's on the QQQs, which is the closest representation of my portfolio. And I look at it to say, okay, what's happening now? What's happening in the past? And see if I can build a picture that gives me some view into the future. And as you can say, it goes down back to 2000. And I believe that the stock market is driven by events and what I call change, starting on this chart with the digital revolution, e-commerce, social media, electric vehicles, and I think we're going into healthcare. But they're saying that we're in a correction, and based on my chart, I'm able to put a dot here and a dot there, and I can see that it's from its high, it's down about 11%. And then I go back and I look to see when that has happened before, and I can come up with a number of cases here. In 2020, it went down 17%. And here in 2018, it went down 22. Here in roughly 2015, it went down 25%. And we come all the way back to 07, and we see a drop of about 52%. That was around, that's the subprime crisis. And then the granddaddy of them all, when it dropped 82% on the dot-com bubbles. But as I look at it, and if I push my chair back far enough, and I look and I say, well, what is the natural trend? What is the trend of it? And it's up. And then I look at this green line, and the green line is the liquidity. This is our national debt, starting in 2000 at $4 trillion. And you can see it just climbs to now we're at $28 trillion. Well, unprecedented. Actually, if you go to nationaldebt.org right now, you'll see it's approaching $30 trillion. So the financing is there. And as you can see, as the liquidity is there, the market trends up. So, but it does have corrections. Now, what's causing that correction? It's fears of inflation, higher interest rates, and a rotation to safety. Well, let's talk about inflation. Inflation is a something that happens when the demand for goods is greater than the supply. Well, we know that's the case because we had a broken supply chain. We had people out of work. The lumberjacks weren't cutting lumber. The mills weren't honing the lumber. Our people were not working in restaurants. The cost of food went up. So is that a permanent situation? No, it's temporary. If you look even further, if you believe, as I believe, we are in the throes of the greatest innovation of mankind through the introduction of artificial intelligence and machine learning, and we're going to change our healthcare system. If, as I said in a prior video, if you've been to McDonald's lately and you go to that little box in the drive-in, the first thing they ask you is, have you ordered on our app? Well, why are they doing that? And as I said before, they're trying to eliminate that lady in the box so that they can cut their prices, their French fries down, and sell them to you cheaper. Is that inflation or is that deflation? Well, I think it's deflation. What is creating it? Innovation. What about the truck driver shortage that we have? Is that a permanent thing? Or are you aware of the companies that are working to make their trucks autonomous? Is that, why are they doing that? To eliminate the cost of the driver and his health care plan and his 401k. Is that inflationary or deflationary? Well, it's deflationary. Why is that? Innovation and disruption. Technology is coming in to bring the cost down. Think about. I'm reading a book, and they talked about the wave coming of energy. And they went through the when you and I think of energy, we think of the gasoline that we use to propel our car. Where do you get that gasoline? You get it out of the ground. Right? You get the oil out of the ground, which you have to refine, and you have to use energy to refine the oil to make it into gasoline, and then you burn it in the car, and it's about 25% efficient. The rest of it goes up into the atmosphere, and we'll talk about that another time. But let's go back. Where do they get the oil, and what forms the oil? The oil is formed from the decay of materials that rot, the grass, the poop of the birds, whatever, over centuries. But then where does that come from? Where's the grass come from? Where's the bird come from? That's life, okay? Where does that come from? The sun. So and is that efficient? Is it efficient to get the oil out of the ground? And no, but what we're doing is we're taking, the source is the sun, and we're going through step one, step two, step three, step four, until we pump it into our car. Why don't we eliminate all those steps and just take the energy directly from the sun? Well, that's innovation. That's disruption. Is that inflationary or deflationary? It's deflationary. So when they tell you that inflation is what's screwing the stock market all up, and that's going away. Everything we're doing in the development of our world is going to create deflation. Is it going to take away jobs? Yeah, but it'll create new jobs. Then we talk about interest rates. Well, if we go into a deflationary environment where there is great efficiency, then you have the opposite effect on interest rates, and the demand for money comes down, And so interest rates come down. And then there's a rotation to safety. Well, I understand that. You're a bunch of sissies out there. and they look through their windshield through a microscope. What's happening today? The market's down today. Oh, my God, I got to get out. Well, wait a second. What about the innovation? What about the solar energy? What about McDonald's? I can't see. Look at that. No, look at that. That's what's going to happen in the future. Look at the automobile industry. Do you really believe in the future you're going to have two cars in every garage? No, you might have one to travel, but all the others are going to be a fleet. Elon's told you that I don't know how many times, that if you own the car, you'll rent it out. And is that inflationary or deflationary? It's deflationary. You will sell a minuscule the number of cars that we have because you will only have one car in a garage because it's more efficient to just get on your phone and say, hey, send me a car. Will it be Uber? No. It'll be Tesla and General Motors. They'll just push Uber to the side. Is that efficient? Yes. The car business is going to become a totally different business. And what is driving that? Technology, disruption. Is that inflationary or deflationary? It's deflationary. So I look at this chart and I say, okay, who is the driver of innovation and disruption? It's the NASDAQ market. So right now, it's down 11% from its high, and it might go down to 21% from its high. Why? Because you're looking through your windshield with a microscope. You're worried about today. Yes, the Fed's going to raise interest rates 4 times next year. Okay, do what you need to do, Fed, but I'm investing not for tomorrow. I'm investing for the future. Well, why don't I just get out and wait until the future comes? Because I don't know when it's going to hit. I got 50% of my portfolio in my big six. That's Apple, Google, Amazon. I've told you those before. And then I've got 50% basically in biotech and 3D printing and fintech, because I think that those industries are going to change dramatically. I hate to deal with my bank. Let's don't get on that. So I'm looking for change. Now, as I said, why am I not rotating out and in cash? Because a big part of my moonshot portfolio is in the healthcare section. And that is, I think that last part of that word is going to change from health care to health cure. And I believe that through genome sequencing, genome editing, protein sequencing, and protein editing, someone is going to announce in the very near future, and when I say the near future, in the next 3 years, yes, we can now put a needle in your arm and take cancer out of your body, Carrie. We have now a therapy that is going to stop Alzheimer's, stop Parkinson's. Jacob's going to do a video this Saturday that's going to talk to you about two drugs that are under study. And that's going to change the world we live. Is that inflationary or deflationary? If we can eliminate the people in the hospital and in the nursing homes being taken care of for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other brain destructive diseases, is that inflationary or deflationary? It's deflationary. So don't get hung up on what they're talking about on the headlines of the Wall Street Journal today. Have the courage to look into the future. And again, I'm in a unique position. I don't need this money today. I don't need that $200,000 that I lost since November between now and next November or the November after that. I am confident that I live in a country that has some of the smartest people in the world that are going to take this chart and turn this little red line north and skyrocket, just like it did from 2020, just like it did from 2008, just like it did from 2002. It's not that difficult. Get yourself, go into the description and find a link to tradingviews.com. This will be better than a psychiatrist for you. This will be better than laying down on the sofa and saying, "Hey, Doc, I'm just losing money hand over fist. What should I do?" Or calling me up or emailing me like one of you did and threatening me with a class action lawsuit because you bought CRISPR and you're down 70%. Well, so am I. But I know what's going to happen in the future. So I don't care. Okay? This is one of the best investments you can make. Is tradingviews.com. There'll be a link in the description. Okay. I had to talk to about that because I saw that headline and the graph, and I just felt, no, this is the wrong message. We have enough problems in our life to be worrying about the stock market. Don't worry about it. We have geniuses in this country, in this world, who are going to change the way we live. This article I read about, and they went through all the costs that are incurred to convert sunlight, sun energy, to gasoline, and how we're on the verge of eliminating that. That is, think about that. That we don't need, we aren't going to need oil anymore. We aren't even going to need, well, I guess we'll need electricity because that's where the sun is going to end up. It's going to be end up in my garage in a large battery that I'm going to use to power my house, to power my vehicles. And in this article, it says, imagine that you could spend $1,000 and never have an energy cost again in your life. That's where we're going. That's where we're going. The $1,000 is going, and that's kind of, I suspect, small. That's going to be what it's going to cost to put the solar panels on my roof and then the battery in my garage. It might be $10,000. And then I will never again pay for energy, whether it be to power my vehicles or to run my furnace or my air conditioner or turn the lights on. And then where I live, where we have a bad storm and the power goes out, I won't have that problem anymore. The power won't go out. The only issue I got to deal with is if we screw up the environment such that we don't have sun anymore. That's where the world is going. And it's not just in energy. It's in every element of our life. So don't get hung up on what's happening in the market today. I'm not upset that I'm $200,000 poorer than I was October the 1st, 2021. All right, that's my take today. And I think the market is playing exactly where I want it to be, but I got to have the courage. I got to have the courage. It's like, I like the phrase I used on Twitter. If you haven't found me on Twitter, it's Best of Us Investors. And I went on and said, are you a buyer or are you an investor? A buyer goes into the grocery store and buys fruit and vegetables. And when they turn bad, he throws them out. That's what a buyer does in the stock market too. He buys companies. And then when they turn bad, he throws them out. He panics and he loses money. And that's why 80% of the people who invest in the stock market lose money. But if you're an investor, you invest in companies that are going to change the way you live. I just told you about a major change the way you're going to live about energy. If you'll invest in that, if you'll invest in healthcare, if you'll invest in 3D printing, if you'll invest in fintech, and don't worry about day-to-day activities. And get this chart. Come on. This is better than a psychiatrist. Talk to you again tomorrow.